Reading the story of Bahia, it seems to me that this story is not just relevant to the practice of living in the present moment because of what the Buddha said to him, but in other ways too. So, are you sitting comfortably? Bahia of the Bark Garment was a dedicated seeker of the truth who was apparently well respected and even revered. At the time of the story, he was living by the seashore at a place called Suparika. He became preoccupied with a question to which he could not provide the answer. Am I, he wanted to know, one of those in the world who is an arhat, or who have entered on the past arhatship? Now, in a previous life, Bahia had been one of a group of monks who had climbed to the top of a mountain, a precipitous mountain, in order to attain enlightenment. Kicking away the ladder they had used to get there, they sat down to meditate. There was no going back. Five of them, including Bahia, died without breaking through. But one of them became fully enlightened, and another became a non-returner. This non-returner now appeared to Bahia as a devata. Out of his infinite kindness, he told Bahia straight, "You are neither an arhat nor practicing a path whereby you will become one." Bahia, undeterred, asked the devata who in the world was an arhat or on that path, and the devata told him about the existence of the Buddha, and that the Buddha was currently staying a very long way away in the town of Sarvati. He is indeed an arhat and teaches the Dharma so that others can become arhats also. These words affected Bahia profoundly. There and then he set off for Sarvati. Legend has it that he completed the great journey in just one night, helped by the devata. Now, whether or not this is true, he wasted no time in getting as quickly as possible to where the Buddha was. The Buddha was staying in the Jeta Grove at Anathapindika's monastery, and when Bahia arrived there, he asked some bhikkhus where he might find the Lord. They told him he was collecting alms food in the town. Bahia promptly left the Jeta Grove and entered Sarvati. He soon saw the Buddha and knew him immediately by his poise and calm. His mindful walking was lovely to see. It was clear to Bahia that this was the perfected one. Bahia approached the Buddha directly and threw himself down with his head at the Buddha's feet and said, "Teach me Dhamma, Lord. Teach me Dhamma, Sugata, so that it will be for my good and happiness for a long time." The Buddha said to Bahia, "Now is not an appropriate time. I'm collecting alms food." Again, Bahia said, "It is difficult to know for certain how long the Lord will live or how long I will live. Teach me Dharma, Lord, so that it will be for my good and happiness for a long time." Again, the Buddha replied that it wasn't a suitable time for him to give a teaching. A third time, Bahia asked the Buddha to teach him. With that, the third time of asking, the Buddha gave Bahia what he had come all those many miles for. "Bahia, you should train yourself in this way. In the seen will be merely what is seen. In the heard will be merely what is heard. In the sensed will be merely what is sensed. In the cognized will be merely what is cognized. In this way you should train yourself, Bahia. For when, for you, Bahia, in the seen is merely the seen, and so on, then you will not be with that. That is, not bound by that view, by attraction and repulsion. And when you are not with that, then you will not be in that, not in that situation of being deluded and led astray by views and emotions. When you are not in that, you will be neither here nor beyond nor in between the two, that is, not reborn into this world or another. You will have stepped out of this mundane world. Just this, Bahia, is the end of suffering." Immediately, Bahia's mind was liberated and he became enlightened. The Buddha, having given this brief but powerful instruction, carried on his way. And then something tragic happened. A cow with a young calf was threatened by the sight of Bahia and charged him. He was killed outright. When later on the Buddha returned from his alms round and discovered that Bahia had died, he asked the bhikkhus to carry the body away and to burn it and to build a stupa for the ashes. And although Bahija had not been one of their number, the Buddha referred to him as your companion in the holy life. Afterwards, the bhikkhus returned to the Lord and asked him about Bahija's destiny and future rebirth. The Buddha told them, Bahija of the bark garment was a wise man. He practiced according to the Dharma and did not trouble me by disputing about it. Bahija has attained final nibbana. Then he described Bahija's experience of the Arhat's illumination and freedom from all planes of conditioned existence by uttering the following verses. Where neither water, nor yet earth, nor fire, nor air gain a foothold, there gleam no stars, no sun sheds light. There shines no moon, yet there no darkness reigns. When a sage, a Brahmin, has come to know this for himself through his own wisdom, then he is freed from form and formless, freed from pleasure and from pain.